And when they unveiled that head, all of us was extremely disappointed.
Sam Herbert of Buffalo is launching a petition drive. He's seeking the removal of what he refers to as the black head in Buffalo's MLK Park.
I was there for the unveiling in 1983, and I, along with hundreds of people there, especially black people, was very, very disappointed.
Herbert will be holding a news conference later this morning at the park to begin collecting signatures asking the city to remove the bronze bust. He wants it replaced with a life-size statue that looks exactly like Dr. King.
That man is deserving to be honored with a statue that looks exactly like him, where even Stevie Wonder could look up and say to everyone, that is Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., with no question.
But the large bronze bust was designed to be symbolic, not an exact likeness of King. The late John Woodrow Wilson, an African-American artist from Boston, was inspired by the Olmec heads of South Central Mexico. Still, Herbert says he finds the bust an insult to the memory of Dr. King.
They came up with a distorted look that was totally abstract and not real. Dr. King was a black man. Dr. King wasn't born on the continent of Africa. He was born on American soil.
Now that same 300-pound bronze statue is also at the Butler Institute of Arts in Youngstown, Ohio. WBFO reached out to the gallery director, Louis Zona. He declined a recorded comment but wrote, Wilson attempted to create a work that was both bold and strong and extremely sensitive, traits that we associate with MLK. Zona noted it is one of the most popular works in his gallery's collection. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.